This is supposed to be a children's sermon, but let me remind you of something Jesus said to a bunch of adults once about children's sermon. He said this, "I tell you the truth, unless you become like little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." So in the children's sermon, there's something for everybody, the children and the adults. So kids, what's your favorite Christmas carol? How many really like Silent Night? It's hard to get kids to participate as hard as adults. I got one back there. How many like Joy to the World? Okay. How about O Come All Ye Faithful? Lots of good Christmas carols. So we're going to talk tonight about the first Christmas carol. And one of the sheep happens to be sitting on my prop. I want you to imagine that this is a shepherd's staff. I'm sure the shepherd had a more sturdy staff than this, but it was really nothing but a sturdy stick from a tree. But that was the shepherd's only weapon. I want you to imagine that this is sort of a magic stick, and it's going to take us back, if you would, to those pastures. Can they help me, sheep? Thank you. Those pastures outside of Bethlehem where what you just heard took place. Now, in those pastures, there was a young man, a son of Jesse, named David, who would shepherd sheep in that pasture. And he would write a psalm that all of you have heard. How many of you have heard Psalm 23? "The Lord is my shepherd." He wrote that, most likely, in one of these pastures where that took place. Later, Jesus would say that he was the fulfillment of that, that he was, in fact, the good shepherd. And so that's all shepherds had to defend the sheep. In fact, David tells Saul when he's applying for the job to go fight Goliath, he said, "As a shepherd, I have killed both a lion and a bear with a stick." So shepherds were pretty tough guys. They really were. Now, how many of you are afraid of the dark? Real dark. The dark, dark. No street lights, no headlights, no flashlights, only moonlight, and only starlight. I've been in places where I was really afraid in the dark, believe me. And sometimes the dark can be really, really frightening. But that's when this takes place, what you just heard read. It's out at night. The sheep were sort of gathered inside a little corral. Outside in the darkness, wolves, lions, and bears are prowling around looking for a stray sheep that they could make a meal out of. But it was the shepherd's job to keep watch by night in shift after shift, to make sure that the sheep made it through the night. In the middle of the night, somewhere along midnight, in the middle of this kind of a dangerous situation, it says, "An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory shone around him." It was like looking in a bunch of headlights that were all of a sudden turned on in your face. And the angel of the Lord stood around the shepherds. And it says these brave shepherds were terrified. They were terrified by the presence of this angel. So that the angel had to say to them, "Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy, for unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And so what we see is this first Christmas carol would come from God. It was the angel of the Lord that brought it. It was God who was its author. And this first Christmas carol would come in the darkness of night and in the midst of danger. It would come, if you would, to shepherds, not to kings, not to important people. It came to shepherds. Nobody really regarded shepherds as important. They were just sort of hired guys that kept the sheep. And when this first Christmas carol comes to them, it tells us that this message, this first Christmas carol, was for sinners. Sinners like you and sinners like me. And so the angel of the Lord said, this is the good news. A Savior is being born. Now what happens next? What you have to imagine now is he's standing there with the shepherds and the sheep in the night, and all of a sudden, an army of angels appears to the shepherds. For you see, the angels in heaven had been waiting since the beginning of time for this very moment, for the very moment the Son of God would be born. And they couldn't contain themselves. They burst forth from the clouds in glory, and they sang that first Christmas carol. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased. The first Christmas carol from God to the shepherds and sung by angels. It is believed by many that the sheep that these shepherds would watch were sheep that were being cared for and would be shortly used as sacrifices at the temple in Jerusalem. And so the shepherds knew what it took to make peace with God. They understood that there had to be a sacrifice. And they understood what sacrifice was because, you see, a good shepherd would lay down his life for the sheep. A hired hand, we were told later, would run. But a good shepherd would lay down his life for the sheep. And so they knew that when the great shepherd, the good shepherd would come, that he would lay down his life for his sheep. To them, this was marvelous and amazing news. They wondered at this news, and they ran off to see that it was true. And they knew that as they held the staff to protect the sheep, just a plain tree would be that protection. They knew that there would be a day coming when the one that was hung on the tree would be cursed, that Christ would be worn on a tree to give his life for us, that the good shepherd would lay down his life for his sheep, just like they would lay down their lives for the sheep. And you see, the glory to God comes because peace has been made for us by Christ. A peace that we could not make for ourselves. And this is peace, we are told, that comes to people with whom God is well pleased. Do you know what pleases God? Can you imagine for a minute what would please him more than anything else? Just imagine you would give your child or your most precious possession for somebody. And that person wouldn't be grateful. Can you imagine how much that would hurt? What pleases God? What brings him great joy and great pleasure is for sinners like me and sinners like you, sinners old and sinners young, to believe in the Savior who has come, the Savior who has been born, to make peace between God and us and to give us eternal life. And so when you sing your Christmas carols, remember the first Christmas carol. Sing with glory to God in your heart and a knowledge that because Jesus has come, you have peace with God and eternal life is yours. Amen.